Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H1 FY26 results conference call of Airfloa Rail Technologies Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakshi Panjwani from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Trisha, and very good morning to everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Airfloa Rail Technologies Limited. From management team, we have Dakshinamurthy Venkatesh Sir, he's Managing Director. Dakshinamurthy Manikandan Sir is Joint Managing Director. We have Venkatesan Satheshkumar Sir, Whole-time Director. We have Harshprasad Raut, Company Secretary, and we have Raghavendra, Finance Manager. Now, I'll hand the call to Mr. Dakshinamurthy Manikandan for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on what is a very meaningful occasion for the entire Airfloa family. It gives me a great pleasure to welcome you all to our first earnings and conference call after our successful listing on BSE SME platform. This is an important milestone for us, and we are grateful to the market participants and all our stakeholders for the support and confidence shown in our journey so far. For those who are hearing from us for the first time, let me quickly share who we are. Airfloa Rail Technologies Limited is a homegrown engineering company with over 27 years of experience in the railway manufacturing space. We specialize in making precision components for rail stock, rolling stock, as well as turnkey interior furnishing solutions for Indian railways and metro systems. We have played a meaningful role in projects like Vande Bharat Express, LHB coaches, rapid rail transit systems, RITS, Vistodom trains, and even export orders like Sri Lankan demo, Sri Lankan main lane, Mozambique, and other global OEM engagement like Siemens, Alstom, TMH, etc. This expertise has positioned us as a trusted partner capable of delivering end-to-end solutions from design and engineering to assembly and supply and installation and commissioning. So what sets Airfloa apart is the way we integrate design, tooling, manufacturing under one roof. Our core competency is that one, basically. So this helps us maintain control on quality and timelines, factors that are critical to large, complex railway projects. Our three manufacturing units are equipped with modern systems and skilled teams, which has allowed us to continue growing our capabilities in line with rising demands from Indian Railways and defense and its expanding modernization push. Let me now turn to our financial performance for the first half of FY26. I'm happy to share that we have delivered strong progress in line with our expectations and growth plans. For H1 FY26, our total income stood at 90.98 crore, reflecting growth of nearly 7% over the same period last year. Our EBITDA was 22.46 crore, and the net profit came in at 12.09 crore, marking a robust 24% growth year-on-year in terms of net profit. We are also pleased to see healthy earnings per share growth and operational stability. These numbers reflect not just growth, but carefully planned growth, built on operational discipline, product diversifications, and strengthening customer relationships. This year, we shall exceed the turnover of more than 300 crores based on the confirmed order books and ongoing execution and also projected expectations. What further excites us is at this point is the strong order momentum we have seen recently in just a single week. We secured fresh orders worth over 1,013 crores from three customers, including Integral Coach Factories and Modern Coach Factories. Probably this week and between next week, we'll be having another 30 crores of order on hand. These new projects includes everything from turnkey interior furnishing to high-value components for Amrit Bharat and LSB coaches. With this, our active order books was now crossed more than 455 crores currently. Importantly, this gives us a great visibility on revenue for the next few quarters and strengthen our positions in both core components and turnkey execution. The Indian Railway is undergoing one of the most significant modernization phases of the last few decades, and we as Airflova is playing a pivoted role in this development by introducing a lot of new products, new technologies. This includes high-speed trains, coach upgrades, and a strong push towards production capability within the country. We feel Airflova is well positioned to leverage these opportunities. Thanks to our long-lasting relationship, technical know-how, and the agility we have developed over years, we are equally excited about new business beyond traditional rail, particularly in aerospace and defense manufacturing, where we continue to build up capabilities and nurture new partnership, especially for the next generation warfare. And worthwhile to highlight our joint venture activities with a company called Big Bang Boom Solutions, who is one of the defense chest of India. So our capital market journey began just a few months back with our listing on the BSE SME platform in September. And it has been encouraging to see strong investor participation from both institutional and retail shareholders. We take this encouragement seriously and are committed to transparent communication, consistent performance, and value creation for all our stakeholders. To sum it up, we are at a pivotal point in our journey. We have a strong foundation, a strong, healthy order books, experienced teams, and a business model that is built for both current opportunities and future scaling. The focus now is on execution, excellence, capacity enhancement, and exploring synergies in adjacent sector that allow us to create more enduring value. Thank you once again for your time and continued trust in Airflow. We are happy to take your questions now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Please.
Sir, our current book is around 455 crores. So how much of this is from rail and how much is from defense?
We have a defense order of approximately 65 crores right now.
Okay. And the remaining is from rail?
Remaining is from railways. Again, when it comes to railways, it is for government and non-government railway sectors.
Okay. And so what is the timeline for the execution?
Around 200 to 250 crores, we have a timeline of this year.
Okay.
And it is going up to the December of next year.
Okay. Okay. So would we be able to maintain the margins like 12% PAT margins we are doing, which is really very good? So are these margins sustainable and is there any scope for improvement?
So for your first question, if we are not having this margin, we will not even take this contract, first thing. Second margin is that definitely we are trying to increase the margin. For sure, any business would be interested to have a better margin. So we are always trying for it. And I think our defense attraction would help us to move forward that way.
Okay. Sir, can you throw some light on this investment in Bank Boom Solutions? What is the motive? How much we are investing?
Yeah. Well, actually, Big Bang Boom Solutions is one of the leading company in the recent times that everybody knows it, and we have a strong connection with Big Bang Boom Solutions. We are now currently going to work for two major programs. Probably we'll be explaining you in detail maybe in the next investor call in the near future basically. So the arrangement is basically to go with a joint venture with a majority stake of Airflow in it, and to concentrate on the latest laser system warfare, basically anti drone warfare.
Okay. And where do we see the growth in defense? How much is the focus, where it can go? Like right now it is very small in terms of revenues. So going ahead 2-3 years from now, how do you see it contributing in our revenues?
Defense is one of the key driver for us in future for Airflow, sir, for sure, basically. Because see, we are envisaging the order books of more than 1,000 crores by this year end, that is financial year end, in railways. So we expect in the next 2 years the defense business to exceed our existing order books. So that's what we are envisaging, and it is very clear, and our workings are very clear towards it. So as I said. Even before, our focus is to organically increase the turnover or the business of railways, parallelly inorganically increase the turnover of defense. That's how we goes. We plan our business in the next 2 years.
Okay. So, sir, if by the end of this year, if we are expecting order book of around 1,000 crores, so what kind of revenues we can make next year?
Well, see, this is just a projection. We can, of course, we have already highlighted this before. We are we are projecting around 550 approximately next year, but it is just a conservative number. So I cannot commit right now whether I will be going more than that particular number to an extent of 30% or 50%. I don't know. But to be safe, I can say that 550 is the minimum, bare minimum numbers we can reach next year.
Okay, okay. That is really interesting. And there's scope of improvement in margins also.
Obviously, exactly. So we are very clear with our business line. Wherever there is a margin which we are maintaining or more than what we are maintaining, then we are in. Otherwise, we are not that much concentrated.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm coming back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions only. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Ashit Koti, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks
for this opportunity. Yeah. Sir, a couple of things which I just wanted to ask you. One is with regards to railway, you said 390 crore is your contribution from railways, and which includes private and public. So
yeah,
if there is a breakup available, private and public. And with regards to defense and
yeah,
also Kavach, I think in pre-IPO conference call, Kavach was discussed in brief. So how we are geared towards Kavach approval and things like that?
Well, for your first question, out of, you said 380 crores, precise numbers is approximately 405 crores. So in that, to an extent of 75% to 80% is from Indian Railways, okay, and 20% is from the non-government sector. And over a period of 1 year, this non-government sector will increase because now most of the tenders are in under evaluation, things like that. So secondly, when you talk about the Kavach, as I told you earlier, as I told the investors earlier, that we are concentrating on a different type of train security management systems, not the exact Kavach what you are now envisaging in the field, basically. So we also said that Kavach this year we are not exhibiting. Next year is what we are exhibiting as far as the total integrated train security systems, basically. So we started it, and we are already working with our partner to develop this particular system, which is not a anti-collision device. Again, I'm telling you, it is not an anti-collision device where it concentrates only on one particular segment. It concentrates on the entire segment or the entire environment of the rails, so that, you know, there is no mishap happening anywhere in the system. So it's an integrated system, which is a very vast area. We are now started working, and it takes at least 1 year for us to exhibit this product.
So we have gotten approval, or are we still on a process of approval?
No. What we are saying is that we are going to implement the systems to RDSOs or railway board, where they are going to witness it, and then we need to do the trial run and things like that, and then only we can go for an approval. I just want to understand. Yeah, please go ahead.
No, sir. Sorry for disturbing.
What I'm trying to say is that it is not just a anti-collision device what we are talking about. Okay, it is a total integrated safety and security system, which involves a lot of parameters, including the anti-collision device. This is what I'm trying to say. So it is a long process. It is a chain process, basically. So it takes long time to give a proposal and acceptance will take long time.
So does that mean, sir, this would take a reasonably good amount of time, maybe 2-3 years or maybe 4 years?
No. Not 2-3 years. That's what I'm saying. We are ready to exhibit by next financial year. Okay. So it at least require at least 9 to 12 months to clear this process. Because we need to exhibit, because this has never been implemented in India so far. This has been implemented in the Western countries and Far Eastern countries, not in India. So now we are making this particular system to be on place as far as the rail industry is concerned. So we are not going with the anti-collision device, what you are now calling Kavach.
Okay, sir. And currently your pipeline of order is how much, and how much of pipeline of orders we are expecting in next 1 year time?
In 1 year time, we will be expecting an order more than 1 crore. And I also said that by March end, our order books would be around 1,000 crores.
Okay. And you, sir,
including the order what we are having right now.
Okay. So with what kind of order book we would be feeling comfortable, assuming that we want to touch and turnover of 200 to 300 crores on a yearly basis. So yeah, up to 1,500 crores or 2,000 crores of order book would give us a comfort.
Obviously, sir, because, see, if you ask me, we need to have at least 2 year order books with us. Okay, so the thumb rule is basically we are committing around 300 plus this year, and next year 550 plus or 500 plus. This is what we have given in the projection, which means it's 800 crores. So by end of this month, this year, we'll be having 1,000 crores minimum, right? So we are set for this year and next year comfortably, and we'll be working on a high profit business for the future orders. So which will keep our birth safe.
Okay, sir. On defense, when do you see it becoming 50%?
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but could you rejoin the queue for follow-up question?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Good morning. Yeah.
Sir, actually, you are guiding for 300 crore plus revenue in basically this financial year. And for the next financial year, like with how much CAGR you will be growing? Like year on year, because in the IPO meet, I think you told around 50-60% CAGR, right?
Correct.
So is that still intact?
We are still maintaining it, sir. We are not going back. We are still maintaining it because we have a clear order books, and we have got a clear schedule now. Okay.
Okay.
So next year we'll be crossing. On paper, we have highlighted 500 plus, but we'll be crossing minimum 550, and probably okay, we may exceed also.
Okay. And sir, my second question is, you also guided like within 2 years, you will be, if I remember correctly, you also guided like within 2 years, your revenue will be 50-50% split of both defense and railway. So, okay. And this will also improve your margins, right?
Obviously, sir. For sure.
Okay. And in defense, you will be focusing on which particular area? Like, will it be something related to anti-drones? Because right now, the partnership which you have with the Big Bang company, that partnership is for the anti-drones, right? So will it be on the similar lines, or will you be touching some other products in defense?
Sir, we are now In fact, we have developed a tethered drone, and now we are developing a loitering drone right now. We have already developed a tethered drone. Okay. And we have now signed a contract along with Big Bang Boom for a Indo-Israelian program to develop a autonomous drone for civilian and defense application.
Okay.
And we are now going for anti-drone system, which is predominantly powered by laser, high-power laser systems, which is not available in India, because the high-power laser system, what is available in India is basically from a company like Bharat Electronics and Adani, which is right now it is 800 meter coverage one. Now we are going for 2000 to 5000 range coverage one, which is not available in India so far. And I don't know whether you are aware of the latest information that Indian Army or Indian government is pushing towards 2000 range now. So we have already envisaged this, and we have developed but we are now developing this particular thing along with Big Bang Boom. Okay.
Okay.
So we are on a drone system, anti-drone system, radar systems, laser systems. Of course, laser is also an anti-drone systems, but we are in the latest technology of it, basically. So these are all the focus of Airflow, apart from our land systems, basically. In land systems, unmanned land systems, we are now working with a company called Exonomus, which is a startup company. So anyway, this I cannot further express this at this juncture because of the compliance issue. So we will continue this topic maybe later future, maybe in the next 1 month or 15 days. We are interested to go for a presentation, investor presentation. So that time you'll be in a position to discuss further, sir.
Okay, sir. So mainly, sir, you will be going into the anti-drone part only, right?
But can you please rejoin the queue for further questions?
Okay, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions only so that the management can answer all the participants. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Jatin Agarwal from Manish J. Mudada and Associates. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Am I audible?
Good morning, sir. Yes, sir. Very much, sir.
Good morning, sir. Sir, first of all, congratulations on the result. Sir, I just have two questions. One, sir, what is the current IPO capex, IPO funds are utilized? And second, sir, what is the deviation that you had mentioned?
Can I address this, sir?
Yeah, please go ahead.
This is Raghavendran from Finance Manager. Yeah. So from out of our IPO proceed, we yet to utilize still nearly 18% yet to utilize. Okay. The deviation which we mentioned in our CapEx budget, okay, initially we gave the model of like one or two, but now we change the model between the same vendor. We change the machinery type alone. That is the deviation we gave.
To be precise, I would like to highlight, like, we have selected a model of a machine from a company called Ponc, P-O-N-C. Initially, they have quoted a price of certain product, and this time after a vigilant negotiation with them, we have gone for a higher model, but at the cheaper cost. Means like we strongly negotiated, and then we reduced our exposure by almost 22 lakhs. So we saved around 22 lakhs for the company right now. by choosing this particular model by a strong negotiation. So that's how we changed the model. So our exposure has been reduced to 21 lakhs than what we have committed.
Okay. Okay. So, and currently, so you're running at 85% capacity utilization, if I'm correct?
Yes, because we have increased our lines, the production lines. Before it was one shift, now it is two shift. So we are majorly utilizing it, and we are trying to increase it.
So, sir, going forward with the 1,000 crore order order book execution, sir, this much capacity, is it enough, or would you be looking for an increase in capacity?
No, we are now investing on 14 acres land right now, and next year we are going to set up a facility to start with 50,000 square feet, and then next year we'll be completing around 1 lakh square feet. And because the idea is basically to, we are going to separate our metro segment and Indian Railway or the main lane coach segment, because the capacity is now increasing. So with this existing capacity, we cannot achieve 700 crores or 600 crores or even 1,000 crores. So we actually require the second plant, which is a bigger plant, for which we have already in the process of buying out this 14 acres plant. It is in the process. Means like we have already started paying our bullet payments, basically. So next financial year, we'll be having, by the end of next financial year, we'll be having this particular facility on place. And also,
how are you funding this?
Yeah, we'll be going for a debt funding, or a term loan funding from the banks. We are talking with the banks already. And secondly, we are planning to set up a facility near MCF and RCF, that is Rail Coach Factory and Modern Coach Factory, to cater so their particular requirement, thereby we'll be reducing our transportation cost.
Okay, okay, sir. I'll get back in the queue, and thank you so much for the answers.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, am I audible? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yeah, two questions. Firstly, on the guidance, you said 550 crores. What sort of revenue will defense contribute in this in FY 27?
27.
Yeah.
The order book what we are envisaging is approximately 200 to 250 crores.
Mm-hmm.
So in that. I mean, very conservatively, we are planning between 100 to 120.
120. Okay. And the secondly, we are setting up this facility that you said, the new facility. What sort of capex are we planning for that? Capex amount?
Yeah. So when we talk about this particular the new facility.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking only about the capex?
Yeah, what sort of capex are we planning? The machine, so the machinery and the land and everything.
Sorry, you are talking about the type of machineries or the values of machineries, madam?
No, the value.
Yeah. So, as far as this particular facility is concerned, we are envisaging around 20 to 30 crores is what we are expecting in this particular facility, ma'am, to start with.
And what sort of revenue potential can this capex generate going forward?
It's
an asset turnover that you are planning.
Yeah, it is obviously it is going to be at least. Around 4 times of the investment.
Okay. And just the last question, we mentioned previously that we are working on 6 products in the railways, the security system, the surveillance system, the
yes,
fire
protection yes.
system, and those are
yes.
going to generate 10x revenue potential going forward. Where in
exactly.
the development phase we are, and when do we see those commercializing and the revenues coming in into the company going forward?
Madam, you'll be hearing the news in another maybe 2-3 weeks about the door systems and the vacuum toilet systems. These are the two low hanging fruit, and which constitute major volume of business. So we are already aligned and we are already in the process of signing. We will explain you in the next presentation maybe a couple of weeks later. But to your question, the answer is out of the 6 product, we have already settled down with 2 product, and which we got the order, which we got the developmental order already. So the association, what kind of association we are in, and which company, we will explain you the moment we highlight to BSE in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Just one suggestion. Could we, for the next earnings call, have a presentation kind of going through all the products that we have developed or in development for both of our verticals, the defense and railways?
We would be very much happy to present it to you. In fact, this call is more a earnings call, con call, so I'm not able to do that now. But we would love to, showcase to our...
on the BSC and the NSC, just the presentation for the investors to go through.
Yes, actually, we would be very much happy to do that. We can do that in the next couple of weeks. I would love to do that.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, thank you so much.
In fact, we are very much interested to showcase to our investors about our projects and then the advancement in the projects, basically.
Yeah, sure. That is it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amish Shah from SSV. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Very good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So when it comes to defense business, can you highlight what kind of business we are doing there, the products, something about that?
Sir, since I've already highlighted it, again I'm repeating it. We are into drones, anti-drone systems, radar systems. These are the major core areas which we are now working. Parallelly, we are now working on the unmanned land roving systems, basically, for the army segment. These are the major focus. Apart from this, we are into the simulator program of aerospace division, and we are also manufacturing the main body or a hull for main battle tanks and the auxiliary tanks.
Okay. So in drones and anti-drones, have you been working, for past many years, or is it a new entry for us, in terms of business line?
No, we entered into defense and aerospace only in 2020, sir. So predominantly we are a new entrant as such. But our focus is to go for a large-scale manufacturing. Our focus is not to... be a lab model company, so that we are venturing into or joining hands with the companies who have got hands-on experience on the electronic warfare globally.
And we will be doing
make the difference between the regular startup companies and us.
And by joining hands with such startups, and we will be doing large-scale manufacturing of. The UAVs and the drones and all, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. We are not joining hands with the early startups, basically a company who have performed in the actual warfare, That is where we are joining hands, sir. So we have our partners already having a product which is already proven, and we are also joining hands with the companies who have got that expertise to develop this particular product. Is what we are engaging in.
So, sir, can you tell us like what kind of capital investment?
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but could you rejoin the queue for follow-up question?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish Koti, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, with regards to BBS, Big Bang Boom Solutions, what kind of developmental and overall contribution to the sales you are expecting? And that is one thing. And with regards to, as you said, you have two major products, door systems and vacuum toilet systems. So as far as door systems are concerned, are we also empaneled with BEML?
Yeah, because sir, we are suppliers to almost all the rail manufacturing units. When we talk about the door systems, our major focus is the Indian Railways, just because of the volume of business, because we are not concentrating on the metro business as far as the doors are concerned, because it is already limited, very much limited, and with a lot of complaints. So Indian Railways is a bigger volume of business what we are having. That is where we are now concentrating predominantly Vande Bharat platform. So Vande Bharat is going to be the future generation train. We are focusing majorly on Vande Bharat door systems. One, for the volume, and also for the bottom line.
Okay. Hello? And sir, how are you going to take care of your working capital requirement as your business with railway will increase? You will need more capital. Because
yes, sir. We right now we are now focusing on our debts, and also when it comes to the the bigger order books, then I think probably in another 1.5 years, we can go for fundraise again.
Okay, I'll again come back on a queue. I have a couple of more questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, for defense, what I understand, you are going to do some sort of contract manufacturing. Is that what I understand? And what's the capital investment required in that field?
Well, as far as the drones and as far as drones are concerned, we can't precisely highlight the value of capex right now, because we all did so far is basically completed our investment on the prototypings, basically. And it majorly depends on the tenders what we win. So what we are envisaging is approximately to start with 100 to 150 crore is what we require for the next 1 to 1.5 years to concentrate on the drone and anti-drone system. And we can rotate this fund especially for the these two products, basically. And in future, based on the order value, then we need to raise a fund separately for this. So right now we are envisaging around 100 to 150 crores for the defense projects.
And when do you think it will start? This investment is already in underway, or you plan to do it next 1 or 2 years?
We have very recently we have invested to do the prototyping, basically for making the prototyping, Okay, around 6 to 7 crores has already been invested on that, which we are vigorously moving forward. So over a period of let's say 6 to 7 months, we'll be investing around 25 to 30 crores on this particular segment, because we are now focusing on our railway business and the turnover. So till March, our concentration on the defense will be steady. We'll be investing approximately around 25 to 30%. Rest 70% would be by next year. So by end of next year, we hope that we'll be getting the major chunk of business, which is unimaginable. This is what we are envisaging as far as this particular two projects, majorly anti-drone project, which is a laser project, and then the autonomous drone project.
And you mentioned JVs with some battle rested. So are you open for some foreign OEM collaboration?
We are already working. In fact, in the investor meet before IPO also, I highlighted this. We are already working with certain companies, and there are certain regulations which we require to comply, which we have already completed it. So now they are showing interest to set up the facility here in India. So previously the scenario was different. So yes, we are working with a company who have already been actively participating in this electronic warfare outside the country.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Khush Bhantia from Unlisted Assets. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Khush, please unmute your line.
Hello.
And go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So actually,
Thank you.
I just wanted to understand about the capacity utilization, which is, I guess, around 85%. And if we have, and when we are expecting the new capacity to come in, as we are expecting a 50% CAGR growth year on year. So how that will be
supplied? Yeah. So as I said, like we are in the process of settling this land right now, and that will be completed. Hopefully, that will be completed by January. Once that is completed, then we'll be going for a term loan with the bankers. So we are expecting at least 50,000 to 1 lakh square feet covered shed with the machineries can be implemented before end of next December. This is what starting from January till December, we are planning to execute it. If not 1 lakh, at least 50,000 to start with will be done by end of December next year. Thereby, we will be increasing our capacity and capability. The idea is very simple. Now we are setting up a separate plant for Indian Railways operations and then the metro operations. So whatever we are having right now, we want to continue the metro in that particular area, and we are planning to shift our Indian Railway operation in new facilities, which is a bigger one.
Okay, so actually I wanted to understand how much are we targeting for FY26 for top line?
Top line, we are planning. Clearly we'll be completing around 300 plus, but we are trying to stretch more.
So to achieve 300, we need to do around 200 crores. In the next 6 months, right?
Yes.
The left.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Actually, we are already at 85% capacity utilization. So how will we are going to achieve that?
No, in terms of capacity utilization is basically last 2 months, basically. Okay. So the numbers what you are seeing right now is a September number.
Yeah.
Right? So now this year, whatever we are doing in the first half, then right now we will be achieving approximately the same numbers in the first third quarter itself. So, you know, with this particular capacity, what we are having right now, we'll be achieving easily 300 crores.
So, what I understood is in the first 6 months we did 91 crores, and in the next 6 months we are going to do around 200 crores with the same capacity, right?
Yeah, with the current capacity, not the capacity what we were having before. The reason being is that previously it was all a single shift. Right now we are having 2 shift.
Okay, got it. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Shubham Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Sir, regarding this and defense products, you have told many defense products like drones, anti-drones, radar system, unmanned land rover. So, do you have got any certifications also from the defense ministry for any of these products, or are there like which organization currently is giving you the orders for this in defense?
Yes. See, there are 2 things which we are doing right now. One is the indigenization plan, which we require the certificate, okay, and also a partnership plan. This is what we are now talking about, going with Big Bang Boom and things like that. Okay, so the program is a new program, okay, based on the trials we are going to get the certificates, right? We are not participating in a regular tender where the requirements are predefined, basically. So we are also participating on certain tenders where the requirements are predefined and we are complying it. Means like we are already an approved vendor or approved supplier for that.
Okay.
So these are all the areas which we are already getting the contract, right? And the areas which we are now talking about by means of association and means of joint venture, it's a new program which is not available in the country so far.
Okay, sir. So, sir, can you tell me is there any certificates that you have already received from government, and which particular government organizations are giving you the orders right now? Are you getting orders from? Go ahead, sir.
We have got the certificates for almost 52 labs in the country. Defense labs, okay, like CBRDE, ARDE, and then the marine sectors, small arms factory. Like this, we have got various DRDO labs. We have got the approval from almost all the labs. One, and secondly, okay, the product which we are now focusing on is basically of two types. One is the STANAG certificate, and when it comes to the aerospace, we are AI certified already. So we are
okay.
Once we are AI certified, we can supply to SAL, ADA, ADE, etc.
Okay, sir.
Okay. So without a defense certification or a DRDO lab certifications, we are not able to supply the products to them.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mukesh Panjwani from WC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you throw some light on the capacity utilization? On double shift, we are at 85% capacity?
No, sir. Sir, actually, till September, we were working on a single shift. Now we have increased our shift to two, right? Mm-hmm. So now we are working on double shift with each shift capacity of 85%.
Okay. Okay.
So what we are trying to say is basically after September, we are increasing our capacity. Instead of one shift, we are going for two shifts with 85% capacity on each shift.
Got it. Got it. And what are the possible revenues we can generate from this double shift?
So I think because the order books and the project lines what we are having right now is that we are envisaging around 70 to 75 crores is what we are envisaging by the next quarter, and then around 120 is what we are envisaging by the last quarter, because in general our last quarter is always on the higher side. Close to around 40 to 45% of our total turnover.
Okay, but what is the maximum possible revenue we can generate right now from this capacity? I want to know.
I always, to be safe, I would always say that around 310 is what we are now committing. There are certain projects which we are now working with our customers. Which doesn't require major value addition. So if that is that is planned for this year, then probably we may reach 300 plus 350 plus.
Okay, and the capex we are working on, when that capex will become like come live?
January end it will be there.
Okay. And after the capex becoming live, what would be the total capacity?
That's what I'm saying, sir. That's what I'm saying. That now we are this probably this quarter we'll be reaching around 70-75.
Next quarter we will do around 120.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I want to know is after doing the capex, like for the next year, what would be the potential of generating revenue? What not would we are generating, but what is the maximum possible revenue we can make from that particular capacity? That is my point.
So we clearly highlighted that from 300 plus crore, we are jumping to 500 plus crore only based on this these particular machinery installations.
Okay. Got it.
Right, sir.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, that was our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Saki Panjiara from Kirin Advisor for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Airflow RL Technology Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you, team Airflow. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, have a great day. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing interest on us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.